for joining me in the healing room. This is Ariel. I'm going to talk about emotional pain and some of the things you can do to get that moving. Basically, you don't want to sit in the pain. You don't want it to drag on. Some people believe in just kind of hanging out with their pain. I don't. I feel like I plunge right into it, have a good cry or a rage, and I move it out, and then I move on quickly. If it continues, then I'm stuck in it, and I'm making it worse, and I'm starting to tear out the grids or the mesh over my chakras and cause a big gash in the chakras or a wound. So you want to feel the energy of the pain and then pop it back out of that chakra. Like, let it move in there and then let the vortex of the chakra spin it back out and kick it back out. One way to do this is just have a good cry, have a good rage, write about it, journal about it, take a walk. You can get into a salt bath. Just put a couple handfuls of any kind of salt you want into the water. You can go outside and rake leaves or shovel snow, or you can sweep your house, or you can take a brisk walk. Whatever you need to do to make sure the energy's moving and you're not just sort of sitting there in this puddle of self-pity. I don't mean don't cry and have the self-pity. I absolutely do it. If I'm crying, I never talk myself out of it. So if something little just sets me off, there's a bigger reason. It's kind of like when a little kid is falling apart. There's a reason. They're not really falling apart over what they're saying it is. So don't talk them out of it. Go into it with them. Let them get it out. It's important. So after the election, I was in such a bad mood. I was just so angry and so hurt, and I felt so betrayed, and I was so sad. And then this package came in the mail, and I'm like, yay! These pants I ordered from Etsy, these handmade pants had come. I order a couple of pairs every year and I wear them out, so I get new ones. And I open it up, and she'd done the wrong style and only sent one instead of two. And I started crying. I mean, it's hilarious looking back at it. And during it, I was aware it was hilarious. I was aware this was ridiculous. But I let it happen, and I didn't question it because I knew it had nothing to do with the pants. I have tons of pants. I don't care about the pants. I sat on the side of my bed in the dark, crying and crying and crying. And my brain kept trying to go, what the heck is wrong with? And I just kept shutting up the brain and letting it out, letting it out. I still didn't know why I was crying. Finally, I stopped. I went upstairs and I told my daughter, I just had a huge cry about these pants. My daughter's all worried about the pants and she's trying to fix it. Mama, I'll try to find you some pants online. And I'm like, that's not the point. The point is that there was a release. And so I'm letting you know I'm going to go take a walk and I'm just going to raise my vibration and continue clearing out because something must be wrong. Later, about an hour or two later, I suddenly became so happy. I had my own dance party. I worked out to this new DVD I got. I did this other workout. I threw around this weighted ball. And then I spent the evening just having a blast by myself. So never question when something comes out that's bigger than the little event that looks like it's causing it, because there is a reason. Your guides are looking for an opportunity to purge and cleanse what's in there. We're asking our guides, please clear us. So they're going to find a way to just set us over the edge so that we purge it all out. We flush it all out. So we ask our spirit guides and our angels to move around us now. Breathe, let your shoulders sway or move or rotate. Sit up straight if you're sitting. We ask our spirit guides to move around us and release any pain we may have. We don't care how you do it, we're just asking to please move it out of us. Any heaviness that's sitting in us, even if we don't know what it's from, if we don't know why it's in there, we ask that our spirit guides are able to get it out of there, to kind of jostle us around or have an event happen that just is enough to get it to all come out. However our guides want to get this out of us, we ask that it is removed quickly. Quickly. It doesn't have to be pretty. You just want it to be quick, to just move on, to be able to shake it off and go forward. So we ask that we're perfectly cleared out. The big vortex in the upper body is clear. We ask that the lower vortex is clear. Go ahead and move your toes and lift your balls and toes of your feet up off the ground so your feet are sitting on the heels to kind of flex that ankle. And you can do whatever you want here to get your shoulders and your feet opened up so that the energy is moving in and out of us, in and out. There are openings or vortexes in the shoulders. There are openings in the bottoms of the feet. You want the energy to have outlets. We ask that the angels have no trouble, no problem at all, just clearing us out, flushing us out, emptying each chakra or vortex in the body, clearing out every river in the body. There's a river from the shoulder to each foot and from the top of the head through between the feet. We ask that all of these are flushed out. We ask that we're able to shake it off. There are layers around us in the energy field, fluid layers. We ask that these layers are just flushed out. We ask that the energy is cleared for miles around us so that whoever is affecting us, whatever is affecting us, is cleared away from us so that we can just feel bright. We can just feel happy. We ask that our vibration is raised higher and higher and higher, till we are brighter and brighter and we can't even remember the pain or why we were in pain. We ask we're able to move on from it, to go forward. Now we're going to open up the top of our head. We ask that this sort of tube of light connects to the top of our head. There's an opening in the top of the head that's like a vortex. We ask that the tube of light descends down into the opening, into the vortex in the top of the head, and creates this nice pathway to God, pathway to the heavens, pathway to the angelic realm above us. We ask that the angels are able to float in, float down around us, and to raise our vibe, to work on us, to adjust our energy fields and our energy patterns so that we can handle brighter light, adjust our circuitry so that we can handle brighter light. We ask that the light from the heavens pours into us, washes us from the inside out, just washes any pain away. We give this to you, God. We give the pain away. We ask the spirit guides and angels to take it from us. We ask that we're able to let go of our pain, that we're not holding on to it in self-pity. We ask that we're able to quit talking about our pain. We're able to quit discussing it with every single one of our friends and family. We ask that we are able to give our pain away. We give it to our spirit guides. Now we ask them to haul it off, to carry it away from us, to transform it, to get rid of it. We ask that we're completely emptied out and open and willing to receive new, fresh light. In the name of God, in the name of the light, we receive this light now. So go ahead and visualize that this beautiful blue healing light is just pouring down over you. You can see it like rain made of blue light. You can see it however you want to picture it, but just imagine blue light is pouring down over you, enveloping you, filling you from the inside out, and that is healing light, here to heal and calm your pain. Imagine pain is like red and black and torture, and then this blue is like water, and it's going to come in and just calm down the red. It's just going to heal us, make us feel safe and peaceful. We ask that our backs are cleared, the back of us, the past, our shoulders, the junction between the upper back and the neck. We ask that we're able to let go of anything in our past, any past hurts. We ask for a future, a new life without the pain. So imagine in front of you is bright yellow light, like the future, like you don't know where you're going. You're just heading into this beautiful light. Leaving all the pain behind. Imagine you have wings and your wings are shooting back behind you as if you're walking into the wind, and the wings are pushing back behind you, releasing all old past memories of pain. Now imagine walking into this new room, and the new room is all lit up, and there are tons of spirit guides and angels made of light standing in the room like a party, and everyone's murmuring in this high excitement as they all talk to each other at the party, and you just walk into it, and some of them see you, and some of them just keep talking, and you just move among them all, and this is your new group. These are your new friends. This is your new team. This is your new life. Now we're going to close the curtain behind you as if the realm that you just walked into was separated by a curtain or a veil. And we just close that veil behind you so that the old life that was causing pain is done. It's gone. You're finished. You're in a new life, a new space, a new vibration, a new you, a new self with a new team, new guides, new energy, new frequencies. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light. This is Ariel in the Healing Room.